As cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus continue to increase on the mainland, fears are growing about the potential economic impact from the outbreak. In this second of our two-part look at what we can expect here in Hawaii, University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham says the most important variable is something we can't foresee.
The number one factor here is how long it lasts.
Bonham and other economists initially generated a prediction based on Hawaii's experience with the 2003 SARS outbreak. It had a major impact on foreign travel to Hawaii, but resolved in just a few months.
Because it was so short-lived, within the whole year, you only see small effects in job growth and real income. So it's really important how long this thing lasts.
There are some encouraging signs from China. The number of new COVID-19 cases there is declining quickly, but the virus is now present throughout the continental U.S., by far Hawaii's most important tourism market. If that creates long-term drag on the local economy, Bonham says not only will workers and businesses feel the pain, the state government could see a drop in tax revenue.
We have to also ensure that money and supplies are still circulating.
Maui Senator Jay Kalani English says lawmakers are focused on mitigating the health impacts of COVID-19, but they're also looking at ways to soften the economic impact. English says ensuring government services continue and public workers get paid are some of the ways the state can lessen the financial impacts of the outbreak.
We want to make sure that there's something in place so that, you know, in the midst of a medical emergency that will be a great disruptor to society, that we don't make it worse.
The state house is also looking at ways to lessen the blow. Representatives approved the creation of a special committee on economic preparation for COVID-19. House Speaker Scott Sike recalls the Great Recession and the financial blow it dealt to the government.
The state lost $2.1 billion in tax revenue and instituted furlough Fridays that affected all of the public school students.
Economist Carl Bonham says there is no reason to think the fiscal impact from COVID-19 will be anywhere near the severity of the Great Recession. He adds that prior to the outbreak, tax revenue was showing healthy growth, and any impact to state coffers likely won't be felt until next year. Speaker Sike says lawmakers are still keeping to their agenda for the 2020 legislative session, including a package of bills aimed at reducing Hawaii's cost of living.
We're still proceeding with the package. Not all of the components of the package require funding.
Lawmakers are considering a $10 million emergency funding request by Governor David Ige for coronavirus-related spending. Hawaii is also expected to get at least $4.5 million from the federal government under a similar legislative package that Congress is expected to approve this week. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.